Felicia Lowe grew up knowing there are some things her family doesn't talk about.
My mother would say to me, if anybody asks where I come from, say Hawaii. And even as a child, I knew that she was asking me to lie, and I didn't understand why.
Lowe was in her 50s when she finally got answers.
Have you seen this before?
So these are my parents' certificate of identities.
This small piece of paper is what allowed Lowe's mom to live in the Bay Area.
As you can see with my mother, her name, Kam Saw Kwan. She had to write that out.
But that isn't her real name.
My parents' hesitancy to talk was that they probably were fearful that if I knew too much, we could all get in trouble.
Her mom fled a civil war to come to America at a time when Chinese immigrants were not welcome. She adopted an assumed identity to circumvent the Chinese Exclusion Act. Fearing deportation, she spent most of her life hiding who she was, even from her daughter.
I see, I got your message.
This is a recording of Lowe's mom, used in Lowe's Chinese Couplets documentary. The film examines the legacy of exclusion.
How did I get to America? It's nobody's business.
The trauma of exclusion and the secrecy that it wrought for the sake of survival, you know, has taken us a long time to begin acknowledging and then healing from it.
Francis Wong is a teacher at San Francisco State University. He says not enough people know this history.
We can't have reconciliation of the different nationalities or different communities until we have an accounting for the truth of the harm that was done.
More than 100 years after the U.S. passed the Chinese Exclusion Act, we're still wrestling with what it means to be American. For the Hearst Journalism Awards, I'm Aviva Okeson-Haberman.